Shalom, shalom, dear friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The time has come to tell the truth about all other translations, all other Hebraic roots versions. The time has come to be open and honest with all those who seek to know exactly which translation of Scripture is the best. While there are many criteria, some basic fundamentals will help you decide easily what is best and what has been the best since its inception 20 years ago. The Restoration Scriptures, True Name Edition. The 8th edition is based on a multitude of source texts. That's right. And a multitude of sources in the Hebraic Scriptures, making it unique in the Hebraic roots Scripture market. There are several choices, as many of you know. However, all translations, whether they be geared toward Christians or geared toward Messianics or Torah-honoring believers, are all based on the redactions and the anti-Messiah, anti-Yahusha agendas of the traditional rabbis and or the church fathers. None of these translations have looked for a more accurate way to present the actual scriptures used by our Savior, the Messiah, Yahusha, and his disciples. We here at RSTNE.com will briefly touch on the issues with all these other pretenders, to show you clearly and without any controversy, beyond a shadow of a doubt, why humble people and scholars alike have proclaimed the Restoration Scriptures, True Name 8th Edition, the granddaddy of them all, the best ever translated. We can assert that if we keep in mind that as the new information has come to light, through archaeology and through other historical discoveries, we have not and we do not hesitate to update the living oracles. We do not treat the word of Yahuwah as cemented and dead, but as alive and living. Therefore, when better translations and better fundamental documentations become available, we do not hesitate to update things to better the Restoration Scriptures True Name Edition. And that is completely opposite of all others who think that Scripture was given to rabbis and to an English king, and that they cannot be improved upon, especially when found to be blatant lies and falsehoods. Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, chapter 8, verse 8. People think that other translations are our competitors. But honestly and frankly, friends, that is comical, as they are not at all. All the Messianic or Hebraic, rabbinical-based, evangelical, Christian-based translations are each other's competitors, not the RSTNE's competitors. All alleged Hebraic translations are a combination of the Masoretic, Middle Age, rabbinic, anti-Yahusha, anti-true name texts, as well as the Christian Greek Textus Receptus. The Textus Receptus is the name given to a series of Byzantine-based Greek texts of the New Testament, printed between 1500 and 1900. Other translations are based on the majority text in the Greek, basically the same as the Textus Receptus, with a few minor differences. The majority text is similar to the Textus Receptus, but it corrects those readings which have little or occasionally no support in the Greek manuscript tradition. Other main Hebraic Bibles includes no LXS, Septuagint references, Dead Sea Scroll references, or other foundational Hebraic or Aramaic manuscripts as source texts. They are all reprints of the worst base texts, sprinkled with a few true names, deceiving you, the consumer and student of Yahuwah's Davar, word. This is due to their adamant refusal to turn cemented lies over the centuries into the living oracles that make sense, for fear that they are somehow changing or adding or deleting his word. What they do not see or realize is that by continuing to use these non-Semitic or rabbinically doctored sources, they are affirming the changes and the additions made by those with an evil agenda in times past. They are affirming the previous errors of those who did change the word of Yahuwah because of fear of correcting their errors, thinking that that correction would be changing the word of Yahuwah, which we are cautioned not to do. They do so to keep either Messiah or Torah from the people. Moreover, changes mean and may mean loss of their income, as most believers are pursuing religion and some kind of a relief from guilt rather than a full restoration of truth in their lives and in the lives of their family. We do not consider them here at the Restoration Scriptures True Name 8th Edition to be any sort of competition. They are all based on the editing and the redactions of the anti-Yahusha redacting scribes, Pharisees, and rabbis, and the Greek Textus Receptus, an antinomian error-filled translation or documents. All except the Sefer, that is. Now we will address the Sefer a little bit later. The BYNY, the Besorah of Yahusha Natsrim Version Bible, is Masoretic and King James based, with little to no differences. Lou White was one of the main proponents of the Restoration Scriptures True Name Edition and even acted as a distributor for us at one time, until he found it more profitable to manufacture his own rabbinic and Greek-based translation, a mere copy and paste job with a few changes. Now keep in mind, most of the Hebraic root scriptures we are mentioning here are based on the King James and the Masoretic text, with a few changes thrown in so that it appears to be more Hebraic and not simply copied and pasted. But in fact, every one of these translators and their translations, other than the gold standard RSTNE, are based on these poor base texts. In large degree, they are copy and paste King Jimmy jobs. If you take away the Hebraic flowering and the Hebraic perfume, a careful consideration will show you that all these so-called Hebrew roots Bibles, even true name Bibles, are nothing but the King James Version, with all its antinomian and anti-Torah bias, partially, not fully, cleaned up. Did you know that King James never consulted the Hebrew or the Greek? He didn't speak either. His wife was known as Bloody Mary, a murderess, and he was a practicing homosexual. Welcome to the text that most of you use, even though the publishers have disguised this oh so well. These can be confirmed by seeing that there are virtually no changes of content, just a dress-up of the same erroneous base sources. The RST&E collection, it's not a copy, and it's not a copy and paste of the King James Bible, the Geneva Bible, the Masoretic text, or any other existing scriptures. It is a wide-ranging, wholesome compilation of the best available resources compiled in honesty, integrity, and without an agenda. The RSTNE uses the Dead Sea Scrolls. We use the Septuagint. We use the Aleppo Hebrew Codex, which was not doctored with the rabbinical vowel pointing, as was the Leningrad Codex, which is the basis of the Masoretic text. We use the Aramaic Peshitta. We also use the Syriac. We use the Hebrew Matthew and other parts that were written in Hebrew. We use the Septuagint for the Tanakh, based on the ancient Hebrew from which the Septuagint was compiled, some 200 years before Messiah, and some 600 years before work began on the Masoretic text. The Masoretic text was begun in the 6th century AD and completed in the 10th century AD by so-called scholars at the Talmudic academies in Babylonia and in Palestine, in an effort to reproduce as far as possible the original text of the Hebrew Old Testament. So then, in essence, listen carefully, those of you who are still seeking truth. So then, in essence, all Hebraic translations are Talmudic, in so much that its compilers were Talmudic in translation schools of Babylonia and Palestine. This includes the Sefer, apparently now growing in popularity. The RSTNE compiles the best sources that mankind can collect into the precious, precious volume most of us call the best translation, Hebraic or Christian, ever made in the English, at least in the English. We don't claim to be the best translation in other languages. So the BYNY is a King James Version, Masoretic-based translation, not worthy of any further discussion here today. No errors have been corrected. The Complete Jewish Bible by David Stern has been around the longest, even before I was saved, and is full of Christian errors, full of misunderstandings, and scriptures that do not use, preserve, or restore the true names. The Complete Jewish Bible by David Stern is also Talmudic. It is Talmudic friendly and Masoretic based and does not use any of the most ancient discoveries. Now, another Masoretic text, Textus Receptus base work out there that some use is the so-called Aleph Tav scripture, where some folks get very excited as it claims to highlight all the numerous times that the Aleph Tav appears in the Hebrew. Now, while it is true the Aleph Tav in context, when referring to a personal noun, can refer to the Messiah Yahusha, being the Alpha and the Omega, where the Aleph and the Tav in its context allows for it, like in Zechariah 12:10. Histaklu alai, et Aleph Tav, at Asher Dachru. They will look upon me, Aleph Tav, whom they have pierced. On the other hand, the Aleph Tav scriptures are a bad joke that is being played on the body of Messiah. Why do we say this? Well, they tried to take the Aleph Tav and allege that it refers to Messiah all over the Hebrew, embedded in the Hebrew text. Most of these times, however, the Aleph Tav is used as a definite non-human article. A definite article, not human. Definite article. Like Yahuwah sent the et hamakot, or et hamakah, the plague, Aleph Tav. Is the plague Aleph Tav? No. It translates as the plague. Et or at hamakah. Aleph Tav, et lev faro, the Aleph Tav, the heart of Pharaoh. Is Pharaoh's heart Aleph Tav Messiah? Or a heart of or for the Aleph Tav, the Messiah? No. These wanton insertions show the basic lack of Hebraic language comprehension, and they are pulling the wool over innocent truth seekers. These Aleph Tav insertions are to take advantage of people who don't know Hebrew, and it is not scholarly or intellectually honest. It is gross negligence to make you think that every time the Aleph Tav is used, that it is somehow messianic, somehow referring to the Messiah. Definite articles are used to define nouns as one particular thing. They are not common nouns, as is a person, a place, or a thing. Both the Aleph Tav scriptures and the Sefer engage in the same erroneous practice. We also have the Aramaic English New Testament, Peshitta translation by Andrew Gabriel Roth, which completely neglects the actual texts that were used by the Messiah and his disciples. When we examine the prophetic quotations from the Renewed Covenant quoting the Old Testament, many of the verses you may have noticed in the Aramaic English New Testament do not match the Brit Chadashah, the newer covenant, because they totally ignore the Greek, as does Roth's personal Bible. His Bible is based on the Peshitta, not the Peshitto, which includes the Western five missing books of the Aramaic Peshitta. The truth is, five books in the Aramaic Peshitta are missing, and they were only preserved in the Greek and then translated back to the Aramaic to create the complete Peshitta. So this translation is not fully Aramaic now, is it? He freely admits this in his notations. It is a compilation work, as is the RSTNE, using more than one source. However, his work lacks veracity, as he doesn't have all the multiple sources or witnesses required by Torah. He rests solely on one source, which in his own admission is an incomplete source, missing five books, which have to be retrieved from the Greek Peshitta and translated back to the Peshitta. This translation of the Aramaic English New Testament, Peshitta, also states a very strong bias against patriarchal marriage lifestyles of the fathers of Israel and condemns all with more than one wife, even though Yahuwah never reprimanded them and even remotely referred to their lifestyle as somehow sinful. At one time, Andrew Gabriel Roth called the Restoration Scriptures True Name Edition the greatest translation ever produced in English and promoted it big time. Then, like Lou White, he discovered that it was better money to produce his own translation. Now, obviously, the entire Tanakh and the older covenant is missing from this work. Now, there are more issues, but we will move forward for now. Now, it seems to many who are not sure about any of these things that the Sefer is a valuable resource. Well, we are going to comment about a few major deficiencies and errors in the publication known as the Sefer. And again, we don't mean to offend, we don't mean to disparage and start controversy for controversy's sake. No, we are simply comparing from a scholarship perspective what is best for the born-again Torah-honoring follower of the Messiah Yahusha. Not all translations are created equal or done equally well. There are vast differences in all the so-called Hebrew Roots Bibles, and yes, even the True Name versions. Let us take a closer look at the Sefer. The Sefer does not really restore the True Name, as they record them in the English. That is correct. You will see the true name translated as Yahuwah and Yahusha in the English. The problem with that is the two names that were removed over 7,000 times in the Old Testament, Tanakh, and 2,000 times in the New Testament, Brit Chadashah, were not in English, but in Paleo-Hebrew. Now, in order to restore the true names as they first appeared, you have to restore the Hebrew Paleo letters in the Hebrew language, regardless of how many wrong ways people pronounce them, and regardless of how little Hebrew people may actually know. Many, including Hebraic works, have a reckless dishonor for the true names of Yahuwah and Yahusha in Hebrew, as they have failed to restore the true names in Hebrew over 9,000 times if we take the Old Testament and the New Testament together. The Sefer does not restore the true names as advertised, as many believers claim that the Sefer is the equal, or if not better, than the RSTNE, which is really a bad joke. The Sefer is not a restoration of the name Bible because it spells the name in English, and it was not the English translation that was removed from the text. In order to restore something, you must restore it to its original language and its original context. Number two, the publishers of the Sefer are moon watchers. They go by the rabbinical times of the Hillel III calendar, made up by man's inventions, the solar lunar-based calendar. The Book of Jubilees, the Book of Enoch, and the Torah itself, all, by the way, included in the Sefer, warned us that if we tried to tell time by the moon, or were using the moon in any way, shape, or form, we will be celebrating common days on Kadosh holy days and holy Kadosh days on common days. So why do they include these books if they refuse to obey the words and instructions contained in those books? Don't they believe their own compilation? That is why Yahuwah said in Isaiah, I hate your new moons and your new moon-based feasts and your new moon-based Shabbats. The Sefer is fully behind moon watching, barley sniffing, signs that the rabbis gave us, also promoted by unsaved Jerusalem moon watchers, without any correction whatsoever in their verses or their study materials. The publishers of the Sefer completely reject the Zadokite authority over the true eternal priesthood. Instead, they have gone along with Rabbinic Judaism in so many ways and in so many of their writings and teachings that they have overturned Scripture by advocating against the Zadokites, who alone are those who are to teach Israel yesterday, today, and forever. That includes into the millennial kingdom. The publishers of the Sefer are a mere continuation of the rabbinic stranglehold on large parts of the messianic believing community. They reject the leadership of the Zadokite records and the authority of the Zadokites. They do not use the true names as recorded in the Paleo-Hebrew, and on top of all that, they are Talmudic in many of their views. They place a great weight and emphasis on the Talmud and the saying of the sages, while ignoring the true priesthood. In doing so, they elevate man's writings and opinions even above the amazing discoveries of the word of Yahuwah preserved in the Dead Sea Scrolls found at Qumran. In addition, they consider the Septuagint a fallacious document. There is very little usage in the Sefer of the Septuagint, as they consider the Septuagint unreliable, so they can preserve the rabbinic Masoretic anti-Yahusha, anti-Mashiach texts. As stated earlier, by analyzing the words of the New Testament, we can see that the apostles were quoting the Septuagint word for word. The Sefer is not something to be used when compared to the gold standard and the living oracles found in the Restoration Scriptures, true name 8th edition, the granddaddy of all translations in English. The failure of other translations to change when error is discovered, Jewish error, rabbinical error, and church error, is simply astounding. They consider that once something is recorded, it is thus cemented, and that it cannot be changed, even when obvious errors and contradictions are glaring. Pride and arrogance and profit motivation require this kind of cementation in their unwillingness to present the word as living oracles. Adon Yahusha himself took the dead letters of the Torah and breathed new life and understanding into them. They became the living word in his mouth, as opposed to the cemented word, the letter of the law that the Pharisees offered the people. The reason he taught differently and with the authority of the Abba that the Pharisees lacked is because he knew the word of Yahuwah as living oracles that must be spoken to and meet the needs of every generation. When they required a fresh tweak here and a fresh tweak there. So if you don't mind spending $140 to $150 on the translation that makes no attempt to put the Hebrew names back in the text in Paleo, no attempt to remove itself from the rabbinical solar lunar calendar, and no attempt to rightfully honor and restore the Zadokite ways as the priests appointed to lead our people, then go ahead and keep using the Sefer. However, An honest evaluation will see that it is not a translation to even be entertained, let alone purchased. In addition, the Sefer elevates manuscripts that are questionable, while ignoring other manuscripts, such as the Septuagint, such as Barnabas, such as Clement, which are historically grounded and sound in so many ways, and most importantly, in finished work, categorical doctrine. Now, if all those issues already mentioned are not enough to make you realize that the Restoration Scriptures True Name Edition is a cut above these translations and worthy of your support and worthy of your partnership and worthy of your hard-earned money, well, not much more can be said. The price for the Sefer is astoundingly high. In the world, it would be called a complete ripoff. The RSTNE is free online and can be gotten for as little as $68 in a single copy or $58 per copy in a quantity discount. Now, in addition, the font in the Sefer is so small that you basically need a magnifying glass to read the Sefer, and many, including our family, have returned it because the print is so small. On the other hand, our return rate is 0.00001%. The price is ridiculous for the Sefer, and it's taking advantage of people who think they're buying a restored Hebraic Bible, and they think they're getting the best product. Now, all of these attempts at translating a Hebraic Roots translation, none of them are free, none of them are online, none of them are in copy and paste format. Only the Restoration Scriptures True Name Edition is provided free online with constant updates, sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly, so that those who cannot afford the best translation or are having a tough time economically can still access the best translation ever made into the English language of any Hebrew or Christian Bible. They can access it free of charge, instantly online, with the most current discoveries and updates included. They do not have to purchase a scripture that is cemented in error, where translators are fearful of updating anything because they would lose money or support. You cannot get access to the Sefer without spending close to $150 or far more. The RSTNE 8th edition is free, because freely we have received, and yes, freely we give to all people who see, set apart, how set apart, and how honorable is the excellency of the RSTNE translation, drawing from many Semitic sources and compiled for the most accurate printed translation. And may we add, used over the last 20 years to save hundreds and thousands of souls, specifically restoring their Israelite identity to the lost sheep of the house of Yisrael. We ask friends and supporters who support the RSTNE project to keep supporting it, to keep it free and updated. And they are encouraged to order softcover and hardcover books because many people prefer printed books. And by purchasing the printed copies, we were able to keep the online version totally free for all to see and to use. And when people see the free online version, invariably they order the printed version because they see we have nothing to hide. And we make our work free, open, and available for scrutiny. Once they examine the difference, they usually run to order their own printed copies or copy. Right on the homepage of the Sefer, they claim to use the restored Aleph Taf over 2,000 times. And as mentioned earlier, in order to do this, they turn a definite article into a constant reference to the Messiah, when many times it is not. Through this deception, they make you think that all Aleph Taf references refer to the Messiah Yahusha, when many times it is simply a definite article, like a hand or a heart. In addition, on the very same homepage, they tell you that 61 or 66 of their books are the same as the Textus Receptus that led to the King James Version. Of course, since they refuse to use the Septuagint, the Greek, for sure, but they have no issue using the erroneous majority church texts in their translation. Granted, the Septuagint is Greek, but it was translated by 72 scholarly Hebrew speakers into Greek in Egypt for Egyptian Jews, despite the website's misrepresentations about the origins of the Septuagint. It was based on a more ancient Hebrew manuscript than anything we have today. Other pertinent manuscripts, such as the Aramaic Peshitta, the Peshetto, along with the Syriac, the Hebrew Matthew, are all ignored, as is the Samaritan Torah, which many scholars claim is the most likely the oldest Torah that we have, even written by Joshua. Additionally, in this restoration work of theirs, they continue to mispronounce and incorrectly spell the word, Hebrew word, Alahim. The A or the Aleph is not pronounced E. That comes from the Babylonian Talmud, as well as the Leningrad Codex, which turned the A into an E by crafty rabbinic vowel pointing. Therefore, their use of the term Elohim or Elohim or El rather than Al or Elohim is incorrect in all forms of ancient Hebrew. It is the rabbinic Ezra Aramaic block letters and subsequent vowel pointing of those block letters, which is also used to turn Yahuwah in the Hebrew into Adonai by rabbinical Jews. These glaring errors and an unwillingness to change them or their sources to include modern updates disqualify the Sefer as a legitimate restoration work. The Sefer also totally ignores the credibility questions surrounding the Book of Jasher, Sefer HaYashar, pretending that there are no serious issues and giving it a clean bill of certification. The RSTNE cannot verify the modern Book of Jasher as we have it today as scripture, for there are far too many errors for it to be considered accurate. In fact, in just the first few chapters alone, the timelines are completely anachronistic, meaning they completely are out of order. People living past when the Torah says they lived. People living different lifespans than the Torah states, and certain people's lives overlapping others' lives when that overlap is not seen in the Torah. These things are just the tip of the iceberg regarding the errors of Jasher when it comes to the many problems with the Sefer. Anyone choosing that version thinks they are doing well, but in fact, it is unchanged from the errors of the past. The only good thing that can truly be said is about the Sefer that they have added many books outside the traditional canon. That does not make it a good translation. But the basic text remains as erroneous as any King James Version. And finally, as mentioned earlier, right on their homepage, they teach the rabbinical calendar, even inserting a video, further and thus undermining the authority of the restored order of Melchizedek. In addition, there are alarmingly open references to Rashi, a Talmudic commentator, and his interpretations of some verses, such as 2 Samuel, showing their affirmation of the rabbinical view in so many, many things. We could say much more regarding the problems with the Sefer, but finally, to end this brief presentation, all these translations have many things in common, such as rabbinic redactions and textus receptus errors, left as is for centuries. They contain no updates whatsoever, no changes, no corrections to the basic underlying foundational texts, other than an added word here and an added word there, or a few added books, which they themselves do not even abide by. Why add Jubilees and Enoch when you do not and are not willing to abide by it, but rather choose to abide by rabbinical Talmudic instructions? The works that they use as resources have been cemented for thousands of years, ignoring important recent discoveries and updates given to us by our Abba himself. As a final example, all these translations teach that the Sunday morning resurrection, they teach the Sunday morning resurrection by refusing to properly translate resurrection passages, such as Matthew 28, verse 1. But in the Restoration Scriptures, True Name, 8th edition, we point out clearly that the word first does not appear, and neither does the word week appear in any resurrection text. The resurrection is on Saturday morning. Saturday morning or Shabbat morning. And only in the RSTNE, by removing those added words, first and week, that were added by the lying pen of the pro-Sunday translators, do we clearly see that the resurrection was on one of the weekly Shabbat mornings, or it was on one of the weekly Shabbat mornings. In such places as Matthew 28, verse 1, we see that there are two Shabbats. One after the annual Shabbat of Aviv 15, where they rested. And then they came to the tomb 3 days later on Miatan Sabbaton, on one of the weekly Shabbats, and found the Master risen. There are two Shabbats in Matthew 28, verse 1, but no other translation will even attempt to restore these things, and most of these doctrines, such as Sunday morning resurrection, have the Feast of First Fruits always being on the Sunday, allegedly the same day he rose during the Passover week. The biblical and Zadokite records record Memacharat HaShabbat as the day after the weekly Shabbat of Aviv 25 for first fruits, plural. Only after day 7 of unleavened bread is over. Not the Sunday during the 7-day celebration. No other version corrects those errors except the RSTNE. The RSTNE even gives you the exact Torah dates for Passion Week. So there is no need to guess or stay confused. Other translations leave you confused and guessing with the first day of the week references. Now, before we close, we will make a couple of brief comments regarding the scriptures from South Africa and the Hallelujah scripture. The scriptures from South Africa, once again, is the King James scriptures with Hebraic flowering. It refuses to touch other restored books, no Apocrypha availability, no real study material, just a simple translation based on the faulty Masoretic and Textus Receptus, with all the wonderful rabbinical Masoretic errors included in their 30 years plus on the market. The scriptures from South Africa have not made a single change. While restoration discoveries, such as the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Apocrypha, Enoch, Jubilees, and other works, are being completely and totally ignored till this very day. They remain unchanged from the translator who passed away years ago and was not even around for some of the most recent manuscript findings. The scriptures from South Africa are the exact same work seen 30 plus years ago, as if ignoring the fathers moving among the remnant. And finally, the Hallelujah scriptures from New Jersey, which was plagiarized and found to be fraudulent with court cases and litigation with the scriptures from South Africa, and which has been proven to be lifted, stolen, word for word, from the scriptures from South Africa. So if you don't mind a stolen document with copyright violations, who continue to mislead folks and keep the same base texts, then you can use the Hallelujah scripture. The issue we have with them is that they are also not being truthful to this day. First, they tell you that the Hallelujah scriptures cannot be bought or sold. But turns out there's a price tag for all the different versions of the Hallelujah scriptures on their website. When you go on their website, there's a suggested price tag or a minimum donation amount for each kind of book they produce. Without the minimum donation, they will not send you your books. So a price tag is a price tag regardless of how it is presented. They have duped most believers into thinking that all their Bibles are free. The truth is, the only free version is their paperback. Everybody else must pay. They are lying when they say it's free. The RSTNE, on the other hand, is free online, truly free. The problem with the free Hallelujah scriptures paperback or softcover is that there's a waiting list. And if you write to the Hallelujah scriptures to get 5 or 10 free copies for your group, you're not going to get the scriptures for free at all. You may get one copy, you may get two copies, but even that someone else is paying for. So they really don't offer anything free other than their paperback, which sometimes is not shipped, and orders of multiple copies are on a waiting list. So, in closing, we suggest You come out of the darkness. You come out of the error. You come away from those who continue the sad tradition of not being honest, which is also known as lying to the people who are seeking truth. Folks like you were ready to spend all kinds of money to get what you thought was the best translation, only to discover the same errors remain uncorrected that have been craftily perpetuated for some 2,600 years. Thank you for your attention, and thank you for considering the Restoration Scriptures True Name 8th Edition found at rstne.com as your source for all things accurate and all things balanced.